More deadly militant attacks in Iraq as the country is preparing to hold parliamentary elections. Insurgents storm a remote polling center, killing at least 10 guards. Police say gunmen wearing military uniforms attacked the center in a village near the city of Kirkuk on Monday night. 8 of the victims were residents of the village. The attack comes as Iraq's parliamentary elections are scheduled to be held on the 30th of April. The country has been plagued by deadly violence since the 2003 US-led invasion. Militant attacks, including shootings and bombings, however, have been on the rise over the past months. According to UN figures, violence killed some 9,000 people in 2013. Serena Shim is our correspondent with us live from Baghdad. So, Serena, already insurgents storming a polling center and at least 10 guards killed. Not a good sign ahead of elections, is it?
No, not at all. And the most disturbing thing about this incident in particular is that when they stormed this polling center, they didn't necessarily storm it because they were in army uniforms. They were wearing security uniforms. So, you know, one of the security people from the area that actually happened in, it's called Dukuk, they thought that they were coming in for a checkup. They ended up shooting. They had a shootout in there. They killed at least 10 people. We know that 8 of them were actually from the village. And that's pretty disturbing, especially because there was some comments made by the Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki in his last interview, and what he said was that Riyadh and Doha are basically funding terrorists in the area and that they are trying to make Iraq like Syria. And we had heard a lot about this particular issue when it came to the crisis and the chaos happening in Syria about militant groups and terror groups actually wearing army uniforms. So if this is happening this early, we still got 2 weeks going into the elections, one can only imagine what is likely to happen on election day. So hopefully we don't see an amp up in this particular type of unconventional warfare, them actually going to polling stations, citizens not being aware because they're wearing army uniforms or security uniforms, so, and then they just end up, you know, shooting out the area, or potentially there could be suicide bombers involved. Now, talking about the security situation in the country, we also saw a lot of bombings taking place in the capital. Now, I want to tell you what area specifically we saw a car bomb in Sadr City, which security forces are saying left about 11 people dead. We also saw bombing in Karadi. Now, the area of Karadi, I always like to re-bring up that it's a commercial area, and like we've said quite a few times, it's obviously the target and the goal of the terror groups, which most notably is the ISIL. It's mainly believed that it's the ISIL, although they don't take credit for the idea. It's known that they like to target commercial areas and areas that are busy, so that way they can get the largest number of civilian casualties that they possibly can. And that area of Karadi is definitely full with coffee shops and cafes and passerbys on the streets. Now, there's also another area that it happened in. It's called Shab. We know that a lot of people were injured, and that was also in the capital Baghdad. Now, I threw this question at an Iraqi MP. I asked him why he thinks there's the amp up in the capital, and what he said was obviously what everybody else has been saying, that they're trying to get into the capital because when the capital is destabilized, the rest of the country is destabilized as well. Now, I also asked what could, you know, calm down the explosions, what could bring them down to basically a bare minimal, and he brought me back to the problems that are happening in the Anbar province. Now, as you know, in the Anbar province, there's the areas of Ramadi and Fallujah where constant fighting has been going on. Ramadi is basically rested, but there's still some areas where the fighting continues. But Fallujah, there was a lot of areas there that are in the militants' control and where they end up getting their weapons or whatever types of goods they need to conduct their terror projects. And what he said is that they can't go into Fallujah in full force. Even the citizens of Fallujah called on the government and the security forces several times basically saying, get in here and rid us of these militants. But yes, the problem, what the MP addressed us, his name is Abbas Bayati, what he told us was that they're using people as human shields in the area every time the army tries to go in full force. And the Iraqi army is trying to, you know, lessen the amount of civilian casualties as much as they possibly can. So what the basic idea here is that when it's rested in Fallujah, when they're able to bring that to a standstill, then the chaos in the rest of the country will calm down as well.
Thank you very much, Serena Shim, our correspondent with all the latest there from Baghdad.